Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Trump administration is warning today that all sides should refrain from violence as protests in Hong Kong cause traffic to grind to a halt at one of the world's busiest airports. The sound of thousands of protesters angry about alleged police brutality over the weekend. They occupied the main terminal at the city's international airport. And that disruption forced airport officials to cancel all of the day's remaining flights in Hong Kong and put more pressure on the local government to quell a protest movement that's been building for months. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from the airport. Anthony, what is the scene like there at this point?
The scene is peaceful. The arrival and departure areas of the airports are just completely packed with young protesters in black. They've got signs and posters and pictures hanging all over the place. There are also still quite a lot of foreign travelers stranded here from all over the world. This is one of the world's busiest airports. About mid-afternoon, news came through that authorities were canceling all flights. By the time I got here, those canceled flights now said delayed, so it hasn't completely been shut down. Now, protesters have been here for about 4 days trying to explain what they are doing to travelers from around the world. And the protests were sort of winding down. But then this weekend, there were very violent clashes between protesters and police in the city, a lot of allegations of police brutality. And people came back to these protests at the airport in anger.
Well, and actually, let's take a listen here, because we have some sound of the police in Hong Kong clashing with demonstrators at a subway station there on Sunday. So that was elsewhere in the city. What has the police response been so far at the airport?
Well, when it was announced that all flights were being canceled, people were afraid that this was a prelude to a violent police sweep. Riot police would come in here with batons and tear gas. So a lot of people left the airport. The public transport system was overloaded, but things quieted down. And now a lot of protesters have come back.
Anthony, everybody is wondering how far Beijing is willing to go to stop these protests. And there's a report that the Chinese military is building up troops and conducting drills in the city of Shenzhen along the border with Hong Kong. What do you make of that?
Well, my sense is that so far, the Hong Kong police seem to be able to handle things. Now, what's been happening over the past couple of days is that the protesters use these sort of flash mob tactics. They barricade and block off the streets. They sometimes throw rocks and Molotov cocktails at the police. Then the police come in charge. They beat a lot of people, and they arrest some. And then the rest of the protesters go on to the next neighborhood, and this repeats and repeats and repeats. So the police are able to clear the streets, get traffic moving. So I think that the Chinese have been showing their commitment, their willingness to use as much force as necessary. But I don't think anyone feels that the Hong Kong police have totally lost control of the situation here yet.
Well, and in the back of a lot of people's mind is Tiananmen Square back in 1989, when the government cracked down on a protest and left hundreds to maybe even thousands of demonstrators dead. Is anything like that a possibility here? We saw the Senate Majority Leader in the U.S., Mitch McConnell, say today that any kind of crackdown would be totally unacceptable on the part of China.
Well, you know, Jeremy, that's a comparison that you have to make. You know, after Tiananmen, China was isolated. Their economy went into a tailspin. It was a disaster for the country. Remember that Tiananmen was an army crackdown. You had tanks and armored personnel carriers and, you know, automatic weapons. China did not have enough properly trained and equipped riot police at that time, and they were not good at using sort of what you might call less than lethal force. Now they put more money into their, you know, internal security services than they do into their military. So they are very well equipped with state-of-the-art water cannons and, you know, surveillance devices. So it's highly unlikely that there could be a repeat of Tiananmen. And of course, as I said, it would also be a political and economic disaster for their reputation and for Hong Kong.
And just before we let you go, Anthony, I'm hearing a little more noise in the background there. What's happening?
Well, morale among the protesters here is very high. Some of them feel that they've scored points by taking control of the airport. And there have been cheers going up calling for a revolution and for Hong Kong to be revived. It's a very high-energy scene right here.
That is NPR's Anthony Kuhn at the airport in Hong Kong. Anthony, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.